Saints fans, Pelicans fans, let's go. This is the Black and Blue Report. Black.
Reeves going to go deep. He's got Graham. Touchdown.
Blue.
Down the lane. Shoots. No. Tip follow in for Davis with 3/10 of a second left.
Welcome into the podcast for the fans, straight from the teams they love.
It's good to see you guys, and I didn't know we had Studio B here in our facility. Good setup.
Now that I know where your guys' little office is, I can pop in here whenever I want.
Well, we're playing through AD, and so everybody's going to have to adjust to that.
Coaches, players, analysts, celebrities, and more.
That guy's Anthony Mackie.
I've gotten in many of arguments about the Pelicans and the Saints over the years.
Harry Connick Jr. joins us here on the Black and Blue Report.
Undoubtedly, to me, the Saints are the singular reason that New Orleans is back on the map.
Hoda Kotb from the Today Show on NBC, our guest.
You know, New Orleans gets in your blood. The Saints never leave it once they get in there.
This is the Black and Blue Report, straight from the source. No appointment radio. Wherever, whenever. Now, from Studio B, or from wherever the Saints or Pelicans might be, here's Daniel Sellerson.
What's up, and welcome into the Thursday edition of the Black and Blue Report. I'm Daniel Sellerson, filling in for Sean Kelly and John DeShazer, who had a long day of traveling back to New Orleans from West Virginia as the Saints make their way home for preseason game number 2. And then they stay here for camp the rest of the way. Nonetheless, I am here and ready to talk some basketball. The NBA schedule came out last night around 5 p.m., and of course that meant that the Pelicans' schedule is now out as well. New Orleans will open up its season on October 28th at the Smoothie King Center against the Orlando Magic. Then their next home game will be against the Pacers on November 1st. The games start a little bit earlier this year because the league is trying a new All-Star break. It'll be a week long, and for the Pelicans, they'll have 9 days off in between games during that break. A couple big games to look out for. LeBron James and the Cavs come to town on Friday, December 12th. The defending champion Spurs' first visit to the SKC will be the day after Christmas on December 26th. And I'll let you read some more key home games and games in general by logging on to Pelicans.com. Jim Eichenhofer's article is up. Top 20 games to look out for at the Smoothie King Center. And also there's a good one-on-one interview with Coach K on Team USA talking about Anthony Davis and much more. So again, lots of good stuff today on Pelicans.com. You can also log on there for some tickets and calling 504-525-HOOP. So a big day as the Pelicans schedule is now out, and then the Saints and Titans kick off tomorrow at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome at 7 p.m. On today's show, we'll hit the schedule hard as David Wesley will be on to give us his take on the Pelican schedule. Jen Hale from Fox Sports New Orleans and NFL on Fox will give her take as well. Plus, a little Saints talk before their preseason game tomorrow night. And if you want to buy tickets, like I mentioned earlier, I have the guy for you, Mike Stanfield, Senior Vice President of Sales for the Saints and Pelicans. We'll drop by Studio B and we'll answer your ticket questions and fill you in on all the great packages the team has to offer. Let's sell out the Smoothie King Center for October 28th and all the home games. Boy, I'm ready for this show. I'm ready to talk some basketball, so let's get to it. When we come back, Pelicans TV analyst David Wesley calls in to talk about the schedule. Don't go anywhere. More Black and Blue Report in 1 minute.
Gatorade knows every victory starts from within. It's the determination to come up big when it matters most. But no athlete does it alone. They need training and fuel to perform. That's how greatness comes from within. Win from within.
Fans, cheer on your Pelicans as they play their final preseason game against the Dallas Mavericks at the CenturyLink Center in Bossier City on Thursday, October 23rd. Prices start at just $9 from www.ticketmaster.com. While in town, enjoy the opening weekend of the State Fair of Louisiana, our numerous casinos, including the world-famous Horseshoe Casino and Hotel. Check out hotel packages for the game and other things to do at shreveport-bossier.org or call 888-45-VISIT.
Gatorade knows every victory starts from within. It's the determination to come up big when it matters most. But no athlete does it alone. They need training and fuel to perform. That's how greatness comes from within. Win from within.
We're talking Pelicans basketball on the Black and Blue Report.
Well, it's not Wednesday, but it doesn't mean we can't have David Wesley on the show. He joins us now to talk a little bit about the Pelicans and NBA schedule. David, good morning. I'm sure you're glad to see the schedule come out last night.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. I was glad to see it come out, and I could check and see what cities we're going to, how long we're going to be there, and how the Pelicans may have a chance to get better this year.
Absolutely. Well, they have a good chance to get off to a good start. They open up at home October 28th against Orlando. Three of their first four games are at the Smoothie King Center. Seems like the Pelicans can get off to that good start, David.
Yeah, you know, it's a good chance. And, of course, teams are going to be all wanting to get off to a good start. But being at home, like you said, three of the first four, they have a pretty good chance, starting off with the Magic, Mavs, Memphis, and the Hornets. I thought the Hornets might even be first game this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I thought that would be a great matchup to start the season. They like to do stuff like that, but not so much.
Yeah, I agree. And looking at the schedule after that, though, it seems like the November schedule and early part of December, not so easy for the Pelicans. So how important is it for them to get off to that good start looking at the schedule late into November?
You know, I was looking at from November 17th through December 7th. A lot of away games, road trips where you come back for a game, go back out for two more games. The first five are on the West Coast, mm-hmm. come back for one game, and then go out to the East Coast for two games, then come back and play the Thunder. So that stretch of games is going to be really, really tough, really, really exhausting. The guys are going to have to get their rest and really be prepared and focused through that stretch to make sure they get through without getting injuries and things like that. It's going to be a part of the schedule definitely to watch.
And then right after that, they go back on the West Coast for three for Golden State in both the Clippers and the Lakers. So, again, a really tough schedule for them to start off besides the first three or four games. Now, David, I don't want to be really a Debbie Downer, but looking at the national TV schedule, lacking a little bit with the Pelicans, they have one game on TNT, which is nice to see. They have another one at home against the Heat in February on ESPN, and a decent amount of NBA TV games. But with an improved roster and a rising star like AD, are you surprised the Pelicans were not getting more national attention?
I'm not. Regardless to a lot of times who you have, you have to win. You have to win. When you win, especially being in a small market. Now, if this was New York, we could be terrible and have a superstar and national game after national game. Small market, not a great record, even though we're projected to be better, and national games are always, you know, they could always change them, either pick them up or drop them. So if this team comes out hitting the ground running, get hot, I'm sure there will be some games added to that list, but until then, this team has to win in order to get that national exposure and you know, those guys want to come in and actually broadcast these games.
Does that kind of stuff motivate players and a team? Do players look at that and say, hey, why aren't we getting that national attention? Why aren't we playing these ESPN games? Or to them, it really doesn't matter as much?
It does. Everybody wants to play in front of a bigger audience. Everybody wants to be on the national stage. That's why the playoffs, or not that's why the playoffs, but the playoffs are so much that adds to the playoffs, because you know that friend that happened to move to Portland can still see you play, even though they don't have the NBA pass, so the league pass on DirecTV. So all your friends get to see you. Everybody gets to know you. That's where your popularity and things come from, is playing in playoff games or national games. So it is a motivation. People want to play on that stage. And, you know, hopefully this year you make it to the playoffs. Next year you get a few more games. I remember going from New Orleans when I played, not having a whole lot of national games, going to Houston, playing with Tracy and Yao, and it seemed like we were playing on TV every other night. So a lot more fun. I remember thinking, wow, this is great, man. We're on TV every night. And of course, you know, we made it to the playoffs that year and had a pretty good run until we met up with Dallas in the playoffs and lost.
We're talking with David Wesley, Pelicans analyst for Fox Sports New Orleans. David, I know you've looked at the Pelicans' schedule. I kind of have a feeling what your answer will be, but what are some of the games at home that fans should look out for, and what games stick out to you as far as the Pelicans this season?
The ones that stand out to me, I do want to see the new look Hornets. I think that's going to be really something. There's been so much movement. I always like to watch the Thunder game. They come here December 2nd. That's always a good game. Obviously, Cleveland December 12th. I think everybody wants to see the Cavs and the new look with LeBron back at home. Always enjoy seeing the Spurs.
Yeah, defending champs.
What's that? Yeah, defending champs coming back in town. You know, you know what I was really looking for, and this is going to sound weird, but since our trip to Utah last year, I was hoping we had a day off in Utah, and we don't.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Duplex.
Yeah, that's a little disappointing. We went. What do you call it? Snowmobiling in Utah last year, and it was the most fun I've had on a road trip in so long, player or broadcasting, and I was kind of looking forward to it. And I've never liked spending time in Utah. And this year we go in on a back-to-back and no Utah game.
You can always just snowmobile in the morning and then broadcast a game at night. You can't do that?
It's possible. sometimes when you get in late, like I said, we're coming in off of back-to-back. You get in late, you know, get up in the morning, go drive up the mountain. It's about 45 minutes or so up the hill. Snowmobile all day. You're not going to have a whole lot of energy coming back from that. So I kind of doubt it, but I probably could be talked into it.
We'll see. That game's on November 22nd, Saturday, at Utah. They play Denver at Denver the night before. One more question, Dave, before I let you go. Some of the national games, of course, LeBron returns to Miami on Christmas Day. A lot of good Christmas Day games this year. What national games are you looking forward to? Is it more, do you like the returns, like Kevin Love returning back to Minnesota, LeBron returning back to Miami? Or do you like the games that more have the good matchups, like the Spurs Thunder and Bulls Cavs? Or which ones do you kind of look out for as far as national games?
I like, you know, like you said, the good matchups, the good teams. It's also, I think that's a big story. LeBron going back to Cleveland. For what, 6 weeks? All we heard about was what he's going to do. He finally does it. Then we hear about it for another week of, you know, he's back in Cleveland. What does that mean? How strong are they going to be? I think him going back to Cleveland tilts the East just a little bit. Can he get in and get that team rolling like he did in Miami? Those are the things that will be interesting to see. Christmas Day is always fun to play on, even though some team is away. Mm-hmm. And those games are always fun to watch. You get up, you do whatever you're – thing is on Christmas, whether it's open presents or lay around or whatever, but by noon, 1 o'clock, you're ready to sit down, relax, and watch some good NBA basketball.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it just as much as you are. Well, that's David Wesley, Fox Sports New Orleans Pelicans analyst. David, now that the schedule's out, I'm excited about the season and more excited that we can have more Wesley Wednesdays again.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to get started, man. You know, it's nice at first to have a little downtime and do your golf and, you know, hang out with the kids and all that kind of stuff. And then you start getting that itch. The season's starting to come around and you're ready to get started. So I'm ready to get back to Wesley Wednesday, ready to get back to work.
That's David Wesley, Pelicans TV analyst for Fox Sports New Orleans. David, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks a lot, Daniel. You have a wonderful rest of your Thursday.
You do the same. And when we come back, David's colleague Jen Hale gives her take on the NBA schedule. Don't go anywhere. More Black and Blue Report in 1 minute.
Pelicans head coach Monty Williams, Anthony Davis, and your Pelicans have been working throughout the offseason to take this team to the next level. Ticket plans for the 2014-15 season are on sale now. There's a variety of packages for all fans, featuring half-season and 12-game options, including the ever-popular weekend plan that averages a couple of games a month. Packages start as low as $185. Visit Pelicans.com or call 525-HOOP and take flight with your Pelicans today.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash.
It's a whole lot of cash.
From the neon lights of Shreveport-Bossier City to the banks of Grand Isle, Lotto is your game. It doesn't leave the state, and there's nothing like it anywhere else. It's Louisiana fun just for Louisiana. Lotto, it's a whole lot of cash. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. Here's Daniel Salerson.
One of the many great things about my next guest is I can talk both football and basketball with her because she knows so much about both and covers both for Fox Sports. Jen Hale joins me now on the phone to talk about the Pelicans and the Saints. Jen, thanks for coming on this morning.
Oh, Daniel, thanks for having me. I'm excited. Always love visiting with y'all.
It was just announced that you'll be covering the NFL sidelines again this season for NFL on Fox. You'll join Chris Myers and newcomer Ronde Barber. Congrats on another year with them.
Thank you. I am fired up. I was with Chris Myers last year, so it's always good when you can have continuity and you've gotten to know each other as a team. And then Ronde Barber is just a diamond in the rough. He's going to be fantastic as an analyst. He's so smart, so well-spoken, and such a good guy. He's been there for so long and just has so much institutional knowledge. I think it's going to be great. We only have our first 8 weeks, but we will have the Saints home opener against the Vikings in New Orleans, and we'll also have the Saints on the road in Detroit. So I'm excited to get some New Orleans games.
Oh, great. And I think if I'm right, your first game will be Panthers-Bucks, so at least you'll have an NFC South showdown?
Yes, Panthers-Bucks. And then the next week I'm in Charlotte for another Panthers game. So I'm getting my tour of the NFC South. I'll get to see everybody. And we've got Atlanta on the road the fourth week.
All right, so you'll have a good take on how the NFC is going throughout the year. Jen, before we talk a little bit about basketball, I want to talk about the Saints in the preseason. Their big win, I wouldn't say big win, but their win over the Rams in last week. What were your thoughts? What were your takeaways from the first Saints preseason game?
You know, Daniel, I don't think I'd stop short of calling it a big win by virtue of the fact Drew Brees didn't play. You had a little Luke McCown and a lot of Ryan Griffin, and I think that shows a lot of promise. Obviously, the worst nightmare is not to have Drew, but in a regular season game that really counts and is critical. But it's great that silver lining, I should say, is that these receivers got a chance to work in a game-time situation for extended minutes with the backups. And that hopefully won't come into play, but if it does, it could prove to be very crucial. I was encouraged by what I saw. I love this kid, Brandon Cooks. I can't wait to see him actually with Drew. Boy, he sure did some fun things even without number nine on the field. Mm-hmm. I thought the defense looked good, encouraging. Obviously, a lot of work still to go. The one thing that I didn't see out of them that you want to see and that I know is a huge point of emphasis this season, creating turnovers. We want to see that as much as possible in big volume. And I know that's something that they are working on. A lot of the rookies got their feet wet, but we'll see what type of improvement and jump they can make from week one to week two. I'm sure the coaching staff has been in their ears all week with what they need to do differently and step up this game Friday night versus the Titans. So overall, I thought it was a great start.
Absolutely. You mentioned Luke McCown, Ryan Griffin, Brandon Cooks. What other guys stuck out to you in the first preseason game?
Oh, gosh, which other ones? Let's see. You know, I was really encouraged by Ryan Griffin. I was. Local guy that I think so many of us are pulling for, excuse me, just because of the Tulane background. Always fun to have a hometown guy. I thought he performed well under pressure. I thought he showed a command of the system. The players seemed to trust him, which is always good. And you just never know when he's going to come into play. We'd love to bottle number nine and have him forever. But, you know, that sadly cannot be the case. Mm-hmm. So the Saints are looking to develop, and it looks like Ryan is going well on that track. Thomas Morstead, solid as ever. There's a reason he's a Pro Bowler, and he's just that ice water in that leg. He always comes through in the clutch situation. And the battle at cornerback, I really enjoyed watching that unfold, and I think we're a long way from any firm decisions, but boy, that's a fun one to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jen, time to put on your basketball hat. Let's start with the Pelicans' schedule. They open up the season Tuesday, October 28th, at home against Orlando. Jen, looking at the schedule, what games should Pelicans fans look out for, whether it's home or on the road?
Well, you know, the big ones I'm sure that everybody's going through and circling. Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron, Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs, defending champs, Lakers with Kobe Bryant. And sure, yes, those are all huge games that will attract big crowds and be lots of fun. But I think the really important game, Southwest Division and Western Conference, because this team has a goal and a desire to reach the playoffs. They feel like this is the year. When you look at Dell Demps and Monty Williams' model, it was this year. It's the third year that it's all supposed to come together. And unfortunately for the Pelicans, they have to march through the Western Conference, which is the toughest one. So they'll be facing off against the Dallas Mavericks for that second home game. I'm excited to see how they match up for that. And Daniel, one thing that I hope and think will bode well, we've seen this team really progress at the end of the past two seasons. And we all said, oh, where was this all season long? Oh, one of the good things is the last 15 games are versus Western Conference opponents. So if it takes some time for this team to gel and come together, I think the schedule is suited right for them to make a push at the end that could prove to be very effective.
You mentioned how tough the Western Conference is. It seems like every game against the Western Conference is no easy feat, which makes for a tough schedule for the Pelicans this year.
Always, always. It is by far the toughest conference to play in. And I know realignment will never happen, but you just kind of look at it and go, geez, it's like the SEC, you know, playing against Conference USA.
Right.
The difference in the two divisions. But it's their reality. It's something that they've talked about, they're preparing for. You've seen them bolster the roster with Omir Asik. Hopefully we'll have a healthy Ryan Anderson back, and to see Ryan and AD and Asik on the court, along with Tyreek Evans, Eric Gordon. Hopefully they're going to produce some really good things.
Absolutely. Health is the key for the Pelicans this year. Before I let you go, I don't know if you've had time to look at the national schedule for the NBA, games that have caught your eye, Christmas Day, things like that. I've been taking a poll with all the other people I've been talking about with this schedule. I'm curious to get your standpoint. When looking at national games, do you look for more the homecoming games, the LeBron back to Cleveland, Kevin Love back to Minnesota? Are you more of a matchup type of person, whether it's a Spurs Thunder or a Clippers Thunder or games like that?
Yeah, whatever the better storyline is. I love the emotion of a game, for it can mean something. So I think a lot of times those homecoming games mean more for the fans in the stand, possibly not the fans watching on TV who aren't there. However, in this case, I certainly think LeBron going back to Miami will be a huge focal point, and I'll be very curious to see what type of reaction and reception he receives. Are the fans grateful for what he's done, or are they not so well behaved? And Minnesota will kind of be the same case. Although, you know, I don't know that you can blame Kevin Love for doing what he did, or LeBron. You would hope LeBron would get a warm welcome after what he brought to Miami and the playoff number of playoffs he delivered them to. But you never know with fans. It'll be interesting.
It sure will. That's Jen Hale from the NFL on Fox and Fox Sports New Orleans. Jen, it's about to get real busy for you. I look forward to seeing you on the NFL and NBA sidelines again this season.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. When we come back, all your Pelicans ticket questions will be answered as the Pelicans Senior Vice President of Sales, Mike Stanfield, joins me in Studio B.
At the Ochsner Hospital for Children, no matter where you turn, you're surrounded by bravery. Children and teens dealing with health problems beyond their years. Parents working hard to keep the worry from their face. Doctors and nurses doing everything possible to get them back home, where they belong. From rare brain tumors and leukemia to heart conditions and organ transplants, we offer a level of pediatric care unmatched in Louisiana. With more advanced capabilities than any other children's hospital in the region, even our kids-only ER can handle any pediatric emergency. In fact, The only thing tougher than the problems we see every day are the kids themselves. Choose the Ochsner Hospital for Children and never wonder if you could have done more. Call 866-OCHSNER to find an affiliated pediatrician near you. Ochsner, healthcare with peace of mind.
Everything you need to know about the Saints and Pelicans is right here on the Black and Blue Report.
Since the NBA schedule is now out, it's time for Pelicans fans to make their way to the Smoothie King Center to watch some games, or hopefully every game, with season tickets, and to get you up to speed on what type of packages the Pelicans are offering this season. Mike Stanfield, Senior Vice President of Sales for the Pelicans and Saints, has graciously stopped by Studio B. Mike, good morning. It's a fun time for you and your staff.
It's an awesome time right now. There certainly is a buzz right now in the ticket sales area. And for that fact, tomorrow being the first Saints preseason game, the schedule just came out. There certainly is a buzz around this office today.
I'll get to the Saints in a little bit, but let's talk Pelican season tickets. Last year, y'all had a great year selling season tickets. What's an update on this year, and what are some of the benefits of becoming a season ticket holder?
Well, and that's where, you know, it starts with the benefit. The most important customer to us is the season ticket holder. And it really starts as somebody gets to the building it themselves or on game day. And that's where a full season ticket holder can go in. And there's a beer garden where they can experience. They can have a couple of beers on the team. That's for full season ticket holders. They go into the game, and obviously the normal benefits as far as being a full season ticket holder, where you can exchange your tickets for a couple games. If you can't make all the games, we understand things come up. There's an exchange. Actually, that we'll also do something where we'll put a credit towards your season tickets for the following year. You know, the real important thing is in the club level area, you also get a benefit of being able to order concert seats. And I think we talk all these benefits. The biggest benefit is a guy named Anthony Davis and what this team is going to do on the court. I was just talking to some of the salespeople, and you know, when you go to a movie, you don't go to the end of the movie. You go to the movie and you see how the movie comes out the entire time. You want to see the beginning of it. And I remember back in 06 with the Saints with a new beginning. And I feel a lot of similarities between the 06 Saints team and the 14 Pelican season.
Now, it brings a great point talking about between the Saints and the Pelicans. Saints have Drew Brees, that fans were able to identify with Drew Brees. They brought him a Super Bowl. Now it seems like fans, this is a good chance to see AD and just how good of a star he is becoming, an all-star. Just this is a good chance for Pelicans fans to see AD.
Well, remember where he is right now along with our head coach. They're representing the United States, and there's a small number of people that have ever represented the United States playing international basketball. Coach K from Duke obviously thinks Monty Williams. We think Monty Williams is our guy, and you know what? He's a players love him, and he's developing a culture here within the building, and on the court, of winning, and that's what's important. And it really is a special time where you see so many different parallels between the two clubs.
Mike, what other packages do the Pelicans offer besides season tickets?
Obviously, there's a 12-game season ticket plan, and there's three different plans to choose from. One of them, there's a weekend plan. There's two other plans. There's one plan that includes, obviously, Cleveland. Look, we understand people want to come out and see LeBron James. The Lakers come back this year, twice this year. You know, we'll have the world champs in here a couple times this year with San Antonio. And remember where both Dell, our GM, and Monty are from. They come from that like Sean comes from the Bill Parcells tree. Well, these guys are from the San Antonio way of doing things, and Coach Pop there. So it's fun to hear these guys talk and where this team is heading.
And not only that, now building renovations, you're seeing a lot of work being done on the outside and the inside. So it seems like this is a good chance for fans to see some of the improvements that the Smoothie King Center has.
Well, I think, you know, when you drive by it right now, you see an atrium that they're building. And that's going to be kind of a grand entrance, if you will. We've never had a grand entrance into the Smoothie King Center, kind of like from Champion Square entering the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. There's a grand entrance. We're doing the same thing, extending that. The other thing that this is going to be a Pelicans basketball Smoothie King Center. What I mean that is when you walk around that building on opening night, you're going to feel and sense basketball. This is a basketball a place that basketball is played, by the way, other events are going to be coming through it as well. We're also putting a sports bar on the 300 level. I think fans are going to be pleased, and you know just how that Mercedes-Benz is the iconic building for football. This is going to be an iconic building for basketball within this community.
We're talking with Mike Stanfield, Senior Vice President of Sales for the Pelicans and the Saints. Now, Mike, what's the easiest way for fans to go ahead and start purchasing tickets for the Pelicans?
They can call us at 504-525-HOOP.
Okay. And then Pelicans.com, they can do the same thing as far as purchasing tickets?
They sure can. They can actually go on the Pelicans website and take a look and see what that a view from that seat looks like.
And one last question, Saints-Titans preseason game tomorrow night. Are tickets still available for that?
Yeah, we did get some seats back from the opposing team. Actually, we got seats back from both teams, both the Ravens game and the Titans game tomorrow. We have seats that are available that we got returned from the visiting team. And so if you're looking for a chance to come out to the Superdome, Mercedes-Benz Superdome, this is a good time for it.
So this is a good chance for Pelicans fans and Saints fans. Again, tomorrow night, Saints and Titans in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And don't forget, log on to Pelicans.com to purchase tickets, or again, 504-525-HOOP. That's Senior Vice President of Sales for the Pelicans and the Saints, Mike Stanfield. Mike, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, I'll wrap things up. You're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
Everything you need to know about your New Orleans Pelicans is right in the palm of your hand. The New Orleans Pelicans app is easy to use, plus makes an excellent companion whether you're watching the team in the Smoothie King Center or on the road. Recently added features on the app include the latest videos and highlights, plus access to a full list of arena amenities. Download the Pelicans app for free now on your iPhone or Android devices. For more information, check out Pelicans.com today.
In New Orleans, food is more than a passion, it's a tradition. And Zatarain's has been part of that tradition for 125 years. From jambalaya and dirty rice to crab boil and more, Zatarain's has been jazzing up dinner since before there was jazz. And we're excited about what next season might bring. Jazz it up tonight with Zatarain's, proud sponsor of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Want to listen to the Black and Blue Report on your phone? Download the Saints and Pelicans app today.
Man, I can talk about the schedule for days, and since I can, I will at least talk more about it tomorrow. I'm back in the hosting chair for Friday's show, since Sean and JD will be getting ready for the Saints broadcast. That's at 7 p.m. on CST. Joel Myers, Sean Kelly, John Stinchcomb in the booth, Mike Neighbors, and JD on the sidelines. We'll talk some Saints and preview their second preseason game against those Tennessee Titans. Joel Myers, who will be on that broadcast, like I mentioned, will give us his take on the game, and also we'll hear his thoughts on the NBA schedule and the Pelicans schedule. Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports will give us a national perspective on what games to look out for this season, and also he is in Chicago for the Team USA basketball scrimmage against Brazil on Saturday, so he'll talk a little bit about Anthony Davis. And then we'll go back, switch gears to the Saints. Summer Riles, you may recognize her name and her. She's a new cover girl for the Saintsation swimsuit calendar, and she also appeared in Peyton and Eli Manning's DirecTV rap video. So we'll talk to her about her big week, and of course, more Pelicans talk on the schedule. Well, that'll do it for me. Again, you can follow the show on Twitter, at Black Blue Report. You can also follow me personally, at D. Salerson. And again, for all tickets and schedule information, log on to Pelicans.com. So a lot of good stuff heading into the weekend. Saints talk, Pelicans talk. It's all here on the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans, the Black and Blue Report. Well, again, that will do it for today's show. Until tomorrow, I'm Daniel Salerson. Have a terrific rest of your Thursday.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.